Good morning. My name is Nicole, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Arauco conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Gianfranco Truffello, CFO of Arauco. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to this second conference call for the year. As usual, we will follow the agenda that is shown in page three, and I will start with a financial summary of the second quarter of 2011. In page four, we can see the highlights. Revenues for the year, for the quarter, were $1.2 billion. That is 13% over the revenues of the first quarter of 2011, which were $1 billion approximately. EBITDA came up to be $364 million, 8% over the $336 million obtained in the first quarter of 2011. Net income was $183 million. That is 4% over the $176 million obtained in the first quarter of the year. Our net financial debt stood at $2.7 billion. That is 11% over the first quarter of 2011. Our CapEx for the quarter was $212 million. That is almost 30% over the $165 million that we spent during the first quarter of the year. In page number five, we have more detail about the income statement. And you can see there that our revenue was higher basically because of higher sales volume for panels and pulp of 17% and 9% respectively. And also with an increase in average prices for sawn timber and pulp of 11% in sawn timber and 5% in pulp. This was offset by a lower sales volume in sawn timber and a decrease in average prices of 2% in the panel division. In terms of cost of sales, we have a 15% increase, but that was mainly due to an increase in volume of sales, with also a little bit of higher labor cost and increase in other raw materials. We also have this quarter a little bit of a more appreciated currency in Chilean peso, so that end up being a more higher cost of wages in dollar terms. As I said, EBITDA reached 364, that is 8% higher than last quarter, and was mainly explained by higher pulp and forestry EBITDA. In the case of pulp, the higher EBITDA was about $22 million more than last quarter. In terms of administration and distribution cost, 15% higher than the first quarter, but as a percentage of revenues, stayed more or less stable at 19%. In terms of other items like net financial cost, we had an increase of 9% to $48 million. And page number six, we can see a summary of the cash flow statement. We had this quarter a 20% more collection of account receivables, 12% more of payment to suppliers and employees. So they end up in a net cash provided by operating activities of an increase of 70% of $200 million compared to $130 million the first quarter. In terms of CapEx, we had an increase of 28% from 165 to 212. And so that ended up in the net cash used in investment activities of $250 million, that is an 18% more. In terms of cash provided by financing activities, the main difference here is the payment of dividends that were done during May. We paid $194 million in dividends to our shareholders. Remember that we distribute 40% of income, and this is the definite dividend from 2010. Compared to the dividends paid in 2010 were about $63 million for the same period, basically because we have a weaker year in 2009. So at the end of the quarter, our cash position stood at $721 million, a decrease from the $912 million of at the end of the first quarter, basically explained by the payment of dividends. In page number 7, we can see a summary of our debt position, and you can see there that our short-term financial debt is $570 million, which is basically explained by $440 million of the bonds that are due in a couple of weeks from now, in September 11, a bond of $387 million plus the interest that we have to pay, and the balance, $128 million, is the bank debt that we have to pay in the next 12 months. So our net financial debt went up a little bit, and that is basically explained by the decrease in the cash and equivalent position that we have. Our financial debt schedule maturity profile is basically the same that we had in the first quarter, and is basically explained by the bonds that we have outstanding the different years, and very well distributed through the years. Page number 8, we have our key financial ratios, and you can see here that our EBITDA margin stood at 31%, more or less, for the quarter. That is a decrease from the first quarter of 2011, that was 32%, and is low compared to the second quarter of 2010, basically because at that time we had lower sales because of the earthquake effect, but we had the claims from the insurance that came directly to our adjusted EBITDA, so that's why we're showing a higher than expected EBITDA margin. In terms of return over capital employed, we are better at roughly a 7% return. And in terms of leverage, our net financial debt to EBITDA is stable at 1.8 times. That has been the last quarters. And our ratios of total financial debt to total capitalizations are also stable at 32.7%. Now we're going to go in detail to different business segments. In page number 10, we can see the review of the pulp division. Sales went up 14.3%, explained by a 9% increase in volume and a 5% increase in price. Basically, the increase in volume is due to the ramp up of the Arauco 2 mill that was that started in February this year, which was stopped for almost a year because of the earthquake. So that's why we're seeing higher volumes of production and also sales this quarter compared to the last one. The increase in prices is because of better market conditions up to June. If we compare to last year, prices were more or less the same, but of course, because of the earthquake, we didn't have a lot of sales, so it is about 42% increase in sales volume. In terms of how the market behaved during the quarter, we saw inventories reaching 28 days of supply for softwood and 42 days of supply for short fiber. China, and we're going to talk a little bit more afterwards, started to show a slower demand during the summer month, and so prices decreased about on an average of about $100 during the month of July and August. But the Latin American markets are very active and with strong demand, and so prices remain stable and with very good margins for our products. In terms of production, the second quarter we had 736,000 tons of production, which is improved compared to the last quarter, as we have been having full months of production in all of our mills. Page 11, the outlook for the pulp market. As you all probably know, during the summer, as also happened last year, prices went down. This time, prices went down more than last year, which we saw decreases of about $50. Now we saw prices go down almost $100 during July and August from prices, for example, in our case that we were selling to China, $910, to prices right now that we have for around $820 for softwood. But despite these recent drops in prices, we are seeing some stability in some markets, especially in China, and we think that prices have reached the bottom. And we announced already the same prices for September, for short fiber and long fiber. What we don't know what will happen is in Europe, we can still see some decreases in prices as the European markets always follow what's going on in the Chinese market. In terms of inventory, I already told about it, inventories have gone up a little bit, and we can see that probably as demand picks up in the rest of the year, we can see normalizing in the levels of inventories. Page 12, the panel division. Here we saw sales on a value terms gone up to 14.5%, basically explained by a 16.6% increase in volume. And again, when compared to last year, we had also an increase in volume, but also an increase in price. We saw very low prices during the last quarter. In terms of different products, we are seeing a good markets in plywood in terms of volume, and also we are seeing in the case of MDF a more tough markets, especially in Brazil and Chile because of higher competition. But we have seen good markets in Argentina in all of our products, but especially in particle board. In hardboard, sales showed a drop in volume of 6%, mainly explained by less supply. And remember, here we have a mill of 60,000 tons, cubic meters per year of capacity, it always depends on the supply that we have from that mill. In terms of panel production, the production has been more or less stable during the last quarters. The only difference is that we have decreased inventory and increase in the sales volume. What we're seeing for the coming month, in terms of plywood, the European market has been more depressed with some price drops, but sales volume remains stable. In the U.S., the plywood, the volumes are strong, but prices have not picked up because of the conditions of the construction sector in the U.S. Latin American market is very active for plywood, and we are also seeing good demand from Asia with also very good margins. In MDF, Argentina, as already told, is behaving better than in Brazil in terms of leading demand, prices, and margins, because Brazil has been slowing down in prices and volumes in the previous month. The Chilean market is stable with very good margins, but we don't see a lot of pickup in demand. In hardboard, Argentina is very strong and with record sales volume. In page 14, we go now switch to the sawn timber division. Here, sales grew 4.5% with a increase in 11% in price, but a decrease in 6% in volume. And year over year, we are 15% up with a 20% up in price. We are seeing good margins in this division. We are making money every month, and we are quite optimistic of the results of this division because of rationalizing that we did in shutting down mills when we had bad market conditions. We're still waiting for, of course, of the construction sector in the U.S. That the last figure that we had for the housing start index was 630,000 units in June, but we're still at very low figures. We don't really expect the construction sector to pick up very, very quickly, and now most analysts are thinking of 2014 or 15 in order to reach average of 1.2 million houses per year. In terms of production, it's very stable, almost 700,000 cubic meters per quarter. In page 15, You can see a graph over there with housing starts that is flat in 600,000 starts per year. That's the last number we have for July. But the U.S. continues with low volumes, and we're still hoping to get some input from the housing market. But we, as I told you, we think that that will take longer than we thought. But we have a shift demand to Asia, and now we are getting good margins from markets like China, Korea, and Japan. Of course, we're still seeing a very good markets in Latin America, especially our distribution arm in Peru, Colombia, and Mexico. And also the Chile market is expected to grow during the last part of the year because of construction that starts with the spring season here in Chile. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the second quarter and subsequent events. In page 17, we are showing here that we had a change in the top management of the company, and it was announced about 1.5 months ago. Our former CEO, Matias Domeyko, became a senior vice chairman of the company, and Cristian Infante, who was in charge of the international division of the company, became the CEO. We adopted this new structure in line with the challenges that we have for the future, and we have decided to have a position of executive vice chairman to have a more long-term view and a strategic view of the company, and a CEO that can be more concentrated on the daily operations of the firm. Cristian Infante has a long experience in the company, and he has been working with Arauco for more than 15 years. Page 18, we have put this slide in order to give you a brief summary of how our projects are going on. We have three projects, two in the panel division and one in the pulp division. The first one is the MDP panel mill in Chile, in Teno. This is a greenfield project with a capacity of 300,000 cubic meters per year and an investment of $100 million. And currently the project is more or less half to its completion, and we expect to start production of this particle board mill in about the first quarter of 2012. The second project that we have is a second line of production in the MDF mill of Jaguareiva in Brazil. This is a brownfield project. We are adding 500,000 cubic meters of capacity to this mill, so we will have a new capacity of 850,000 cubic meters per year. This is an investment of around $170 million, and we have a 40% advance in this project, and it is scheduled to start in the first half of 2012. And last, we have the Montes del Plata eucalyptus pulp mill. This is a greenfield project with a capacity of 1.3 million tons of eucalyptus pulp with an investment of almost $2 billion. This is, remember, a joint venture of 50% with Stora Enso. We expect to have a financial closing for the financing of the project during September. Remember that we have a financing structure composed by ECA financing from Finnvera and an AB loan with the IDB. Currently now we are doing the construction of the port and doing some civil works. We expect to have the port ready to receive equipment. And the startup of the mill is still as it was planned in for around March of 2013. Okay, this is what I have to present for myself, and now I would like to open for any questions that you could have. Thanks.
Thank you. As a reminder, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We will pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, to ask an audio question, press star 1. There are no questions at this time, sir.
Okay. Well, since there's no questions, I will invite you to if you have any, after reading more carefully our press release or in the coming weeks, that you can send us an email to Investor Relations Department or give us a call. We will be ready to help you in those matters. And thank you again. And we will meet for a new conference call after the third quarter results, which we expect to have, during the month of November of this year. Thank you all and goodbye.
Thank you. This concludes today's Arauco's conference call. You may now disconnect.